You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth React today. Okay, we're going to talk budgets, but it's not nearly as boring as it may sound, so stick with me, because I've got Ben Adler here, and it's always an entertaining conversation. Then each May, Ben, California's governor, updates lawmakers on how he'd like to spend the state's money, right? This process kicks off the final stage of budget negotiations in the state legislature. One big spending item, high-speed rail, and there's been an update. Capital Bureau Chief Ben Adler joins us to explain all of this and more for this week's Cap Chat segment. Ben?
Hey.
Yesterday, state officials announced changes to the high-speed rail project's business plan. Now, what do those changes look like?
So they're updating the business plan released last year with new cost estimates. And what this really is, if we set all the dollars aside, this is the first moment, a formal moment where Governor Gavin Newsom's new focus or attempted focus,
Central Valley focus,
takes shape for California's very embattled high-speed rail project.
Yeah.
In his state of the state, he managed to confuse just about everyone by saying, look, the project is currently planned, would take too long, cost too much. There isn't a path right now to go from the Bay Area to Southern California, but there is a path to go from Merced to Bakersfield in the Central Valley. That's what he said.
And Twitter blew up instantly while he was still talking during the speech. I was watching it and I was like,
Twitter blew
cow.
Up, yeah. Cable news blew up. Everyone misinterpreted what the governor was saying and in
misinterpreted or
took the words at face value because the governor right. wasn't particular. I mean, well, look, part of it is he also said we're going to keep doing environmental work and regional projects, but nobody heard that because everyone was paying so much attention to the first part of what he said.
Right.
And also the words like bookends and phase one don't mean anything to 99.5% of the state legislature, let alone the Twitterverse. So given that, there was a lot of confusion. But in fact, what the governor is doing or is seeking to do is to extend the first part of track being built in the Central Valley by an extra 50 miles.
And that'll bring it into Bakersfield?
Into downtown Bakersfield, because for whatever reason, the track was going to end at the northern outskirts of town, which I don't know about you, but if I was on high-speed rail, I'm not sure I'd want to get off in Elk Grove.
right.
So into downtown Bakersfield, and instead of starting in the north in Madera, which is a town just north of Fresno, it would extend further north to Merced. So you've got larger population centers. Whether or not there could be any legitimate ridership on that segment, that's an open question. The Newsom administration and the High-Speed Rail Authority say they've got some evidence from an early train operator study to say, yeah, we think there could be. What everyone's really eyeing is what's called valley-to-valley, Silicon Valley to the Central Valley, or more accurately, the other way around, because then people could live in the Central Valley and commute into Silicon Valley. And so that is what people are eyeing as an interim step, but you still need to do a heck of a lot to get there. And so we've got some, and there's no real, it's way too early to even really start talking about going through Pacheco Pass from the Central Valley into the Gilroy area and then cutting up that valley into Silicon Valley. Way too soon for that. What we're talking about right now is the Central Valley stretch of track, and we have some new cost estimates for that.
And in your example, it's not a slight to Elk Grove. It's just as the Capitol Bureau Chief, you want to get all the way into Sacramento.
Drop me off right at the state capitol.
Right, okay. In response to the deadly shooting at the synagogue in San Diego County this last weekend, the governor announced he'd include $15 million in funding to improve security at what are called soft targets throughout the state, including houses of worship. Do you think that funding is likely to be approved?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, $15 million with an M dollars is what we call budget dust. In other words, we're talking about a general fund that's going to be $130-140 billion. And so given that $15 million, especially when revenues are coming in quite well right now, and especially in the past few weeks.
Yeah, we just had a new report, right, that sort of made up for the weak report that came out a month or so ago.
Yeah. So because of and most likely it's because of the new federal tax law. So it shifted when a lot of rich people were paying taxes. There's a lot less money that came in, several billion dollars less in January. That was made up for in spades in April. And so I think it's very likely $15 million will be approved. Whether there's other changes that the governor will announce, I think it's pretty likely that he will have certain things that he'll be pushing. But he did make a lot of proposals in January with his original budget proposal, and we'll see how it goes. Now, we can get to some tape from the governor yesterday when I asked him about the money coming in. And, he was, a lot of money, billions of dollars came in, and he said, good news, but not amazing news.
There's some costs that obviously will be adjusted in the May revise that also will offset, I hope, overly exuberant legislators that may see this as too good news when, in fact, it's modestly good news.
You sound like Jerry Brown.
I think it's the vocation. But it's true. Look, I think what Jerry may have said it a little too early, that the skies are getting darker on the horizon. But I would be remiss if I didn't say the skies are darkening on the horizon, and we better prepare for that rainy day.
It's vocational, he says.
Which I think is Gavin Newsom speak for saying it's part of the job of the governor to take that line of fiscal caution.
Right. Back to the high-speed rail there. The cost is going up, correct?
Yes. We want to circle back to that real quick because one of the big takeaways from yesterday's report is that it's going to cost an extra $1.8 billion, according to the High-Speed Rail Authority, to do the current stretch of 119 miles of track from Madera to the northern outskirts of Bakersfield. Total of about $12.5 billion. They're projecting around $18 billion for the total, the full Central Valley initial operating segment from Merced to downtown Bakersfield. And they're saying to do all of that, plus the environmental work, including north and south for the full stretch from the Bay Area to Southern California and some regional projects, that's going to cost about $20.5 billion. Coincidentally or not, they say they're estimating that that's how much money in revenue they'll have available, $20.4 billion at least, maybe as much as $23.5 billion by 2030. And they're vowing to get the initial operating segment done by trains running on it by 2028. Will that happen? There's a lot of skepticism, and not just from Republicans, although it is loudest from Republicans. I'd say we'll wait and see. We're also waiting to see what the federal government does, the Trump administration, which is seeking to pause, stall, kill this project any way it can.
So when does the governor release his revised draft budget?
He hinted yesterday that it might come as soon as sometime next week. He said a few days before the deadline, which he's required to, of May 14th, which is a week from this coming Tuesday, 2 weeks from this past Tuesday. But he seemed to hint maybe sometime next week.
And then the legislature gets to sound off.
The constitutional deadline for the legislature to pass a budget is June 15th.
Mm-hmm. Finally, one quick one here. On Monday, you covered presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke's campaign stop at Modesto Junior College. Any significant announcements made there?
Well, he spent his entire day in the Central Valley, which was day three of his 4-day trip. It also included L.A., San Francisco, and San Diego. Modesto, he didn't have events open to the public, unlike in the other three areas, but he did spend the day talking about climate change. He began with a walking tour at Yosemite National Park, and he made an announcement of his proposal for climate change. And then he came down to the Valley and held a couple of events at Modesto Junior College, which I was at, and our story's up at capradio.org. So
this will hardly be the last Democratic candidate that we're going to see.
Safe to say that California's getting a bit more attention later this month, the last weekend of this month that stretches into June. State Democratic Party's holding its convention. And here are the candidates that are we are told by the party are confirmed to appear. Booker, Buttigieg, Castro, Gillibrand, Harris, Hickenlooper, Inslee, Klobuchar, Swalwell, and Warren. Not yet confirmed, but working on it. Biden, O'Rourke, and Sanders. And who knows, maybe others on that. There are 20, and I think 21, because I think I saw that a Colorado senator Michael Bennett jumped into the race today.
I heard that on NPR just a moment ago.
And I think, Randall, you're next. So.
Yeah, I don't think so, but all because we moved up our primary. We're getting this attention, right?
It gives you a fighting chance.
All right. Cap Radio's Capital Bureau Chief Ben Adler. Always fun to talk with you, Ben. I'll see you in the newsroom in just a little bit.
Thanks. See ya.
We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station. This is Capital Public Radio.